me because you don't make sense. Intro long as hell.
Yeah. Go figure. You were the trigger. You brought me to an obstructed view. When you know the picture was bigger, who am I kidding? New from the beginning. You ruin everything. You do it every time. You are my enemy. You are no friend of mine, motherfucker. You motherfucking right. You motherfucking right. I'm bitter. All right, y'all. We back. Truth tellers.
That was so in. The song was just getting good.
It's okay. That's all we needed. This episode 23, man. Woo-hoo. So, JJ here. We got Man Man here. We got Passion here.
We got a special guest. Everybody clap it up for Passion.
We got a special guest, you know.
You got a round of applause.
We got.
Because that was not enough clap.
Hey, you don't need no applause, bro. We've had you on here before.
See. But this is my personal. It was supposed to be a personal segment.
I guess it was.
You feel me?
I had a man.
You feel me?
But we got two topics today, man. Our first one, we gonna say, why do men cheat? Wait, I want to see what Passion gonna say. I want to see your
reason. So I'm kicking it off.
Yep. Why do men cheat?
I've asked this question a couple of times because I've known the person I've been cheated on. So I've asked the person that's cheated, and I've been also the person that I've been with the person that's cheating. So it's kind of like I always ask that question because I just be curious, like, why are you doing what you're doing? And it always comes down to guys always be like, I don't know, just because it's available. And then I've also had the answer because I get bored. It's like, okay, I feel like, why be with somebody if you feel... Because it's never like a clear-cut answer. I never get like a straightforward answer. It's always that. So I feel like if you feel this way, why are you with somebody? Like, you might as well just end the relationship and just be single.
See, that's easier.
Or not even be single. Like, why would you sit here and just... You want your cake and ice cream? Like, I feel like certain people, if you were just open and honest about what you want, you'd be so surprised at how far people would go.
But people say that.
Because it's true.
It's not. No, it's not.
It is.
No,
it's not until... First of all, I always feel like, okay, if you're going to sit here and try to do that with somebody that likes you, of course it's always going to be problems because they're just trying to satisfy you. But at the end of it all, you're still being truthful.
I guess.
I don't want the relationship.
But it's going to turn into that.
So what?
No, there is no... No.
How not? Because all it is that you want your cake. You see this person as being a potential, so you're going to keep them around.
But you're not being
a
potential.
Still, how not?
That's like me telling you, I just want to fuck you.
Okay.
That's all I want. And you say that. Okay, cool. And we just continuously just fucking. I'm not going to catch feelings. I will just be.
Who says the females don't want to catch
feelings? You're going to. Because it's not going to.
We're not. Because yes. You think it's. No, because men think you're just. Women are just. Oh, because it's just like this. We're just going to fall head on.
I'm not saying that.
What you're making it seem. Because I feel like guys switch it up way faster than a female do.
Hell no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you straight up because I'm a dude.
Okay, and I'm telling you straight up because I've been in that situation plenty of times. It was supposed to be just us doing this, and it didn't turn into something because that person has made it something.
Nah. Okay. The only way a dude is gonna
the pussy was good.
Let it go that far. Fuck that. The pussy. You know how many niggas fuck bitches with good pussy and just fuck them and just leave them alone?
No.
I do.
I don't.
I do.
I've never seen it happen.
I have.
Just saying.
It's possible, bro.
I feel like y'all keep people around for a lot of
but
reasons.
No,
you may not tell them, you may not make them your wife, but you keep them around for a certain reason.
I mean, yeah, we're fuck buddies.
No.
I'm supposed to keep you around. If we agree to just fuck each other, we're going to just fuck each other.
Okay, but what makes you think a female is the one that's going to catch feelings? If this is the mutual agreement...
Because that's how it
sex
goes.
Sex is sex. But no, it doesn't.
That's what people
that's
say.
That's not how it goes.
That is,
sex is
though.
Literally sex.
That's what everybody says until you start fucking. Everybody says that. It's just sex. Until you find that person, that's just fucking you.
Until you become disrespectful in my face.
Fuck the disrespective. We're just fucking and I'm fucking you good every time I fuck you.
It's not that.
It is that.
It's the simple fact that
Hold on. It depends on what y'all are doing, though.
It's not.
What you mean what we doing? We having sex.
Nah, y'all just getting your back blown out. Y'all y'all missionary? What the fuck is y'all?
I feel like, first of all, we finna be sex buddies. Ain't no just one.
Real talk. I feel like if we're fuck buddies, we're fucking.
You feel me?
We're fucking.
It's nasty.
Whether it's we making but love, we're fucking. Whatever.
That's the problem. That's catching making love.
But that's not. I can keep it at that.
No.
It'd be the bitch. Why you fucking me like this? Like,
And it'd be niggas the same way.
What we finna say? Why you fucking me like this?
I'm finna make you my baby mama. You be like, whoa.
So what? We're still just fucking. We don't gotta be together.
Who said that dumb shit?
Bring it back.
So what?
Now you take us to another level.
We're still just fuck buddies. We're still just fuck buddies.
Talk about baby mamas.
It's a lot of people that say that. Niggas be like, I'm pregnant. I'm like, I understand this is a joke, but like real people, I really feel like dudes is what bring us to a whole different level.
Well, who you was fucking with?
I'm not saying it's me. I just be looking and I be analyzing a lot of different things, and I feel like men are way more. I just had discussion. When men are very much more emotionally attached, y'all try not to show it. Y'all just do little things, and then it makes the female because okay, we understand. All right, you know what? It was supposed to be just this. But once he starts doing this, okay, maybe it's a little bit more.
No.
So then,
I didn't say that, though. No.
But that's what you're insinuating. All of a sudden, I'm a baby. You want to hang out. You want to chill. First of all, if we're just sex buddies, that's not what happens.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Yes, it's literally you hit me up when we're ready to have sex, and that's it. Let's go hang out at the movies. Yeah. Let's go do this. Let's go take a walk in the park.
And what happens after
that? None of that.
What happens after that?
But what if it don't?
It's going to always
be. I feel like
men
want to sit here and act. Once y'all start getting, y'all want to act like we're in a relationship and this and that. That's what makes the whatever I'm trying to say. But
y'all already seen it, man.
You feel me?
They finna hit your ass.
But I feel like at the end of it all, like, you do not have to do that with somebody you're just casually having sex with.
Have you ever had a real sex buddy?
No.
Then you don't know. I mean, like, a real...
I've tried.
It don't work, right?
It's not that it don't work, because, look, I've tried.
But why don't... Why it didn't work?
That's a good pussy.
Exactly my point.
She has a good pussy, bro. Little car feeling, man. That will happen.
It's going to lead to that.
But it's not always on the woman's case.
I never said it was.
You said that's inevitable. You guys are going to catch feelings.
Majority of the time.
No.
It's going to be that way. We might catch feelings.
Men always pick somebody that's in here and already have feelings for them because she's more easily accessible to them.
No, not necessarily.
And that's what makes it more difficult than picking a random person and just being like, you know what? Let's just have sex.
But who finna just do that?
That's all it is.
Who's finna just do that? Be honest. Like, be honest.
There's a lot of people that go out and just go to the club and they going to just...
I mean, that's on some different shit. But that's not a fuck buddy. That's a one night stand.
But why would you sit here... But it could turn into that. But why would you sit here and pick someone you know? Like, you have... you're 100% clear this person has feelings for you. And you're not on that with them.
You might not know they have feelings. Y'all might just be attracted to each other.
Okay.
What if I'm just like... I know this girl for 10 years. I'm like, damn, I've always wanted to fuck this girl. Always. That's it. I just want to fuck her. I don't want to be with you. I might have that attraction to you. Like, damn, that bitch is fine as fuck. But I just want to fuck you.
And you probably got
an hour. Girls feel the same way.
I feel you, but girls don't show that.
Because when we show it, you get labeled as, oh, she's just out there. She's this, she's that.
No. I'm not talking about that.
Y'all start labeling people for this real life, sitting here just doing the same thing that a man is a double standard. We can't sit here and just be like, you know what? At the end of it all, we just want to be sexually pleased. We don't want shit from nobody else.
Yes, y'all can. We're just going to call y'all hoes.
But how is that? That's the double standard that I'm talking
about. It's not, because y'all call us hoes for doing it.
No.
What? So we just great. We just saints. And we out here just fucking the world. We just saints. No.
Y'all hold females up to it more highly than y'all do.
Yeah, because y'all are the supreme. Y'all are the superior.
Then
y'all
are supreme. Put everybody on their supreme.
It's not about everybody. It's about the general aspect of a woman.
Listen.
You are the top. You're not supposed to be given to everybody. You're not supposed to.
And neither are males.
Yes, we are. We are, though.
We're not.
We are, bro.
Okay.
We are.
Don't nobody want a wife or a husband, a motherfucking hoe. I don't care how you look at it.
I feel you. No, you might not want it, but... I mean, I'm not saying a dude even necessarily want to be a hoe.
But that's just in him, huh?
I'm not saying it's just in him. Shit happens.
Okay.
Shit happens. And people change.
So do females.
And I never said y'all didn't.
Okay.
So what are you saying?
But she got one messed up, and then all of a sudden her whole past is coming back.
Yes.
But that ain't cool.
How? If we make one mess up, that's gonna happen to us. Say it's not.
It's not.
If I'm a cheater, that's like this. That's like this. Look, check me out.
So high to like their past and their
y'all are the superior. Y'all are the gods, bro. That's what y'all are. Y'all are supposed to be held up there. So when y'all do shit that motherfuckers down here doing.
I'm just saying.
Look. I'll put my 2 cents in when it's time to put them in.
I'm just saying, man.
I don't know.
But we completely got off the topic of why do people cheat, though.
Niggas,
I said why I feel like men cheat. I've asked the question because I've been on both sides. I've been someone that's been cheated on. I've been the person that they cheated with. And I've real life, I asked this question just because I've been the one that's been cheated on. So to sit here and see somebody that's, I guess it's kind of, it's still wrong for me to be the one that they cheated to. But it's like I be asking, I'm like, why are you doing such and such like this? Like, because I'm looking at the
relationship. I'll tell you why niggas cheat. They bitch let them. There you go right there.
No, I
that's your answer. Yes.
If you think about it.
I'm going to tell you, look, real shit. The one thing a man is scared of is a fierce woman, bro. Real talk. So if you're my woman and I can cheat on you and you find out and you stay with me, I'm going to continue to cheat on you because you didn't do anything about it. No. Yes. I'm telling you, bro. Bro, I'm telling
you. Some people realize I get scared of losing somebody, too.
Who?
I won't sit here and be like, you know, yes.
I mean, yeah, but.
So some people, some guys would like, you have them, that majority, they'd be like, you know what? I'm going to keep testing the waters.
She
keep allowing me to test these waters, okay, it become a repeated pattern.
That's what it is.
I feel like, okay, what you're saying, they allow them to, okay, cool. And then you also have the one that be like, you know what, I made a mistake, it was what it was, let's fix it. Now if you try this again, it's over and done with.
Because you allowed me to do it again.
No, because if I'm giving you, if I give you a chance and you show me once again that this is what you really want to do, I personally feel like, hey, this is you. You clearly want to be single.
Is that...
No, that's clearly what you want to do. You feel like you want to go have sex with random or different, or the same person you cheated on me with. You need to go be single because at the end of it all, like, this ain't it.
It's not about losing nobody. You it's ain't about... Shit, I'm just... Am I lying, bro?
You said, so you're going to push a girl button until she snaps.
Some people do.
That's what it is. That's like this.
Just going to keep doing it.
That's like you get into it, a motherfucker. You know this dude is not going to do anything to you. If you were like the bully type motherfucker, you picking on a motherfucker, this nigga's not gonna do nothing about it. Are you gonna stop? No. You're gonna keep doing it until this motherfucker stand up and do something to you. That's the same shit
when it comes to dudes. Basically, ain't cheating, it's bullying.
Basically.
So we bullying our females.
Basically. Like, that's basically what it is. Because, like I told other people this before. A man is only going to do what a woman allows him to do.
Okay, but who's to sit here and say, just because I gave you the first chance and I took you back, that don't mean you're going to keep doing it. So what about them?
What about
cheat once and never do it again?
That's fine.
What is their definition? Because they're not just trying to test their waters.
Definition
they're
is...
They're not pushing over, so what...
They are pushing over.
Yeah, because they got another chance.
At the end of the day, cheating is a decision.
You're not cheating
and you're like, oh, I accidentally fucked somebody.
You only can cheat.
I'm not saying it's not a decision, but what I'm saying is if it's a repeated thing, then yes, that's when I see that they're taking advantage. But if they're not repeating it, then I don't see them taking advantage of the person that they're with.
I mean, yeah, I'm not taking advantage. I made a decision and I owned up to it and it happened. If you took me back, you took me back. If we can go from there, then so be it. I'm not going to repeat it. You know what I'm saying? If he's not a cheater.
I feel like, okay, let's talk about when do men cheat the most.
When do men cheat?
I feel like.
There is no time.
Feel like men cheat the most during the beginning.
No.
No.
Yes.
Hell no.
Because y'all are
so
unsure.
During a talking stage, really.
Nope.
Fuck that.
Hell no.
I feel like men cheat the most during
the beginning. What am I cheating at the beginning for? I don't know anything.
So they cheating?
I'm not going to cheat at the beginning.
Because you don't even know if this is really who you want to be with.
But
your ex could come back into the factor right now.
Don't matter.
You want to have sex, and some people have sex right quick.
It don't matter, then.
But yet you know you're talking to this person. You're making forth with this person.
It's considered cheating when y'all consider yourselves a couple.
So you're in a couple until you get past
cheating. Yes.
Oh, wait. You mean the... okay. I thought you meant, like, the person that they're cheating with. I almost...
No. I'm tomorrow.
God, I'm waiting.
I'm tomorrow. If me and you... That's like if me and you are just talking... and I go fuck somebody else, I'm not cheating on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not considered cheating. You're not my girlfriend.
No, that's not considered cheating, but that's the first way to get your way out this game.
So what? I might have fucked up and lost you, but you're not my bitch.
You about right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's only cheating when I can sit down and say, this is my girlfriend or this is my boyfriend, whatever. Then it's considered cheating.
What? Okay, but what if somebody just... Okay, because I've had this happen. Y'all talking. All of a sudden, they feel like since it's just y'all, it's just y'all. Y'all haven't established that y'all are really actually in a relationship, but it's just y'all all the time for like months.
But you know your relationship.
But then, now, all of a sudden, you know, I want to go dibble and dabble.
Okay.
I dibble and dabble. Is that still considered cheating? But we're not. We have never been known that we're in a relationship.
No, it's not. If you know that and I know that, we are not together.
But we're babies. We're this. We laid up.
We laid up every night. We don't every night.
So y'all every night laid up in private.
Every night we laid up. I don't care.
So you get caught.
At the end of the day, you're not my girlfriend. Everybody knows that. That's like if I'm with all my guys know you're not my bitch.
I'm like, this is my baby right here. Not, this is how you introduce. This is how y'all introduce each other.
Okay, yeah, this is my baby. Hold on. The guy's going to even, that's like even your female friends going to be like, who is that? You're going to tell them, that's just somebody
else. This is babe.
No, you ain't going to say that. You gonna keep it 100. You gonna keep it 100. You gonna be, oh, we just fucking thought of, just like the guys. I'm just fucking that bitch. That's not my bitch. Yeah, that's babe, but that's not my bitch.
Did you have rights to feel some type of way?
No.
No. Will you stop talking to her?
No.
It depends.
On what?
Who is she fucking?
It honestly depends on who it is.
Why does it matter who she's having sex with?
Because.
Like, one of the guys. Like, we gotta share this bitch for
tweet. We gotta share her.
I mean, no. Share this bitch, no, I guess it don't. No.
It's alright. So what are you fucking
saying? I'm just going to be like, damn. I'm going to be sick. Okay. I see what it
is. I highly doubt it.
No, I'm tired.
Would you keep talking to her? She's messing with one of the guys? You found out it was one of the guys.
If we're just fucking, I don't care.
If I keep her between the guys, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You know how many bitches of guys that fucked?
Man.
That motherfucker's just
fucking
like,
me on a podcast named Mark.
just like, if we're, like I said, if we're just fucking. Mm-hmm. I know one bitch that five of the guys hit.
Hey, man, I'm telling y'all, y'all lucky the JJ podcast.
I know, I ain't gonna lie, I know like five bitches.
I was gonna start naming
like fastest bitches. That five of the guys hit.
I do not sit here and see how y'all do that. Like, it's a female code. Like, even if it's just sex, we do not double back. Like, y'all can't come back to somebody. Because at the end of the day, how I look at it, even if it's my turn or whatever the case may be, especially if I was the first one.
So it's awkward because y'all both of me in the same room together.
You feel me?
What's awkward about it?
My thing is, you've been looking at dude the whole time. Or you've been looking at, especially if I was the first one.
Don't care.
Like, no.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like, no. You'll go behind my back and do anything because you're going back behind my back to have sex with the same dick I was just fucking on. Like, that ain't cool.
Why? That's not your boyfriend.
It don't matter.
So what makes it uncool?
There's other plenty of people in the
it
world.
Is.
Why would you pick somebody I had sex?
We just have the same taste and
because you might pick the wrong friend.
We might have the same taste.
No.
We might like the same motherfucker. You
never know.
That's like if you see CC and Marissa out and all three of y'all see one fine ass dude and y'all all like, damn, dude fine. All of y'all would fuck him.
No.
Yes, y'all would.
If one of us get to
the person. Shut the fuck
up. No, I swear to God. If one of us got to that person first, that person is officially off limits, no matter if it was just sex or not.
Fuck out
that's
here.
Females.
No, like, that's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
for
not.
For real friends, yes, it is. I'd be like, damn, bitch, you have to get them first.
What if they don't tell you?
You could
have what if you don't know?
He said, I'll do a threesome.
What if you don't know?
What if you don't know? Ain't cheating.
What if I don't know that they're having sex? I highly doubt that.
Never know.
That.
You never know.
I highly doubt
that. Well, I'm telling you, I done found out people was fucking, and I was like, what? I'm like, what? We've been right here all... What? You will never know, bro. Never.
Nah.
Now, then, just imagine all y'all link up and...
Because the whole crew don't know. Don't mean the close ones don't.
Man, look. Everybody got secrets that they don't tell people, bro.
Yeah, they do. I'm not finna sit here and act like they
you know what
don't.
I'm saying? So...
But...
Yes, bro.
Yeah, man.
But
I fucking
die. Somebody knows.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, somebody knows. And even if not, it's the language.
Like you said, JJ.
Yes, it
what
is.
What happened in dark comes to the light.
Not but that's not nothing
people,
wrong.
What a lot of people don't do is a lot of people don't pay attention to a lot of different things. It's body language.
People
it's
don't, yes.
Everything.
People
don't... It's a moment in time where I could be talking to you and my back is turned, but she's giving you the side eye. But I don't see it. You over here, we all kicking it. You over here, we all doing this. She could be having a whole conversation. But guess what? She started adding the shit out of this conversation I'm having with somebody because she feel like at the end of it all, you being disrespectful.
What if,
like,
she's just nosy?
No. That's not how females think. You being very much disrespectful, right? Because at the end of the day, I don't care what nothing. When me and Gary was sneaking around, there was no, okay, let me sit here and just go ahead and talk to this person because it's that. I could talk to you. But I guarantee if I looked up, Gary has looked at me at least about a good 5 times.
I know.
So it's like, at the end of it all, don't nobody else got to know what's going on. But we know what's going on. So I'm trying to see if you realize being disrespectful in my face.
But everybody,
that tags me on how I'm finna treat you after that.
Everybody might not speak on that. You might see something, but you can't act on that. That's not
it. Yeah, we're not. We're not acting on it. But between
the even your body language. I can see someone be like, oh, okay. At first, you might be like, what the fuck wrong with you? Like, you might see a little shift change, but I'd be like, cool. You won't see nothing else. Motherfuckers will be, y'all was just talking like, yeah, I'll be right here talking to you. What's up, brother? Nothing, bro.
I'm not saying that it won't be something different. It's not how I look at it. It's like when you mess with somebody that's close around, you look at a lot of different things because you just realize, I feel like you realize I want to see how they finna act. That's going to determine how you finna act afterwards.
Yeah.
Because if you finna sit here and be disrespectful to my face and you finna sit here and Let me invite all my hoes now.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to be disrespectful to your face.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's fine.
But if this person is not disrespectful towards you,
I'm not going to do it to you.
Exactly. But that's all I'm trying to get, even if it is on the low. Period. Nobody else knows but me and you.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm keeping the respect down to you, or I'm going to disrespect. I'm going to let you know what it is throughout the door. So therefore, I feel like if I'm talking to one of your guys and you right there, hey, don't care.
Yeah, you just got to be.
You feel me? But as well, if I feel like if it was something there, I'm not going to speak to one of your guys. No matter how much one of the guys is trying to talk to me, it's going to continuously get shut down.
I don't know. But I feel like the only reason you're not going to do that is because feelings are attached. That's the only reason why you wouldn't fuck one of the guys.
Well, some people just feel like this real life disrespectful.
How? Disrespectful to who?
To themselves.
Why?
Because why would I sit here? Not everybody wants to fuck the whole crew.
So what? What if you don't want to fuck everybody? What if you just want to fuck two of them?
No.
That's your choice.
But
that's like me saying,
already dabbled with one. Some people just real life be like, you know what? Shit, I'm not already touched one.
Some people do it. Some people be like, shit. Somebody be like, yeah.
You feel me?
You might look at the next one like, shit, he fine, but shit. Like, fuck.
And that's who you would have really went after.
No, it's not. What if the other one was just right? What if you didn't know the other one then? And you find out.
The friends, a lot of people, but I ain't never been in that situation.
You know what I'm saying? You fuck this one. A couple days later, y'all kicking and talking. You see the other one. You might be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? This ain't my man. So you could be like, look, whoop, whoop. And us guys, we're going to be like, shit. We might see it and we're going to be like, damn, what the fuck? Like, oh, okay. We're not going to care, bro. We're going
to
be like,
oh. To female, sometimes it's not even about y'all. It's about us. It's about a respect boundary. I done already started with you. This is somebody you hang out with closely and personal. So it's like,
every bitch don't have respect for themselves.
I ain't say that. I said some. That was the key word.
Most don't have respect for themselves.
Some females care about the situation that, you know what, you friends, y'all friends.
Right.
We find a
whole
even
time.
Though,
whole time. Some, though, look, dudes, some dudes think that way too.
Who?
Duke.
Thank you.
I'm telling me.
Who?
Me.
I'm with him. Who?
You get no fucks.
But look, but you can even vouch for me. Am I lying though? I'm not that dude.
You
not
know what?
That dude.
What dude?
That's out here trying to do shit like that. I'm not fucking.
Fucking friends?
Yes. I'm not. I've done it. I've done it in my past.
Okay, that don't.
But I'm saying.
Just because you're a changed man now. Right.
I'm
like,
saying I'm not that guy.
You've changed.
No more.
That's what you need to say.
No
more. You've changed.
I mean, yeah, I was a child.
You've changed.
I grew up.
It's called changing.
It's called maturing.
It's called changing.
It's called maturing.
But don't say you weren't that guy.
I said I'm not that guy.
I'm not that guy either.
Not. That's what I said.
Not means like you have
never
done
that. No, don't.
Say I've changed.
No, I said I'm not that guy. I never said I wasn't that guy.
It depends though.
It all depends.
What you was doing that you could change. You know, a female get ran by 2 blocks and a couple of schools.
And bitches want to settle down.
Bitches want to settle down. You got ran by 4 schools, football team, volleyball team.
What's wrong?
None.
What do you mean, what's wrong?
She experienced.
I guess. A lot. For somebody else. Not for me.
She's way more experienced than you. Are you afraid you can't keep up?
Nope, I'm not afraid I can't keep up. I'm afraid that I don't want this.
Well, no, she ain't got no STD.
You don't know that.
I'm just laying it out. She ain't got no STD. She just known.
She's
what's
known.
The problem?
Who wants? I mean,
what's the problem?
What do you mean though? Like just fucking her?
No.
Like being with her.
Yeah, what's
you,
the problem?
You tell me.
I'm just saying.
You tell me. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter.
She finna snatch the whole soul.
Don't care. You gonna be with somebody you know that fucked everybody in the city. Everybody. So every time you see them, motherfuckers like, damn. You gonna be with that motherfucker? Hell no.
It's a pride thing for y'all.
No. It's not a pride. That's what it sound like to me. It's not pride.
How is that not?
We look stupid.
Pride.
That's not pride.
If she makes you feel good on the inside, she does everything as a woman and as a wife.
That's fine.
What's wrong?
And then I'm out with you and motherfuckers laughing at me. They're not even laughing at you.
That's the same thing.
You're embarrassing. Motherfucker, I can't even bring you to my mama house because they heard about you. Like, fuck, no. No.
But what if mama heard about you?
I'm sure mama did.
Man.
You know. Mama know the hoes. You talk to your mama, tell your mama, this motherfucker is out here fucking everybody. You tell mama everything. Then you bring that bitch to Thanksgiving. Mama, what? Mama B, hold on. Come here. Come in the kitchen real quick.
Let's. What is this the same?
You know, what are you doing? How you going to explain it?
Oh, is this the same girl?
She just treat me right. Yeah, she treated all the other 50 niggas right, too.
But what does she real life do, though?
I don't care, bro.
She just treat me right.
I don't care, bro.
I love Major Cook.
Once you,
you nah, she man. Cooks, she clean.
But you know how many other bitches cook and clean that ain't been ran? Shit.
She got loose that pussy is, man.
But what if it ain't loose?
It
like,
is.
First of all,
it is.
It's not, though. That's a child misconception. Just
because ain't no misconception. I know. I believe. Look, I grew up with women.
Okay.
I'm telling you, bro, I know. It's a fucking muscle. It contracts. I know. I thought y'all put your baby. I know, bro.
Fuck with you.
That shit is over with. That shit is over with.
Whatever. I feel like. But we didn't even get to the second question.
This is podcast. You just leave out.
You feel me? I'm just opening
but
the door.
But me personally, I don't know. I feel like men have the stupidest reasons for cheating. I feel like y'all look at women for having an emotional attachment for cheating.
The thing is, the reason
when it's cheating, not always look, that case.
No, look.
Go ahead, my man, because I got to speak on that.
What?
Man. Because it is the case.
Okay.
You cuffed this fine-ass bitch. Mm-hmm. She yours. You want her to stay yours. But you still want to fuck hoes. But you want to lose this bitch that's bad as hell.
So you want your cake and ice cream?
Yeah, you want to eat cake and ice cream too. Okay. But then again, you want to rise and dab with something else.
So what is wrong with a female thinking the exact same way? He's a good guy. But he called me on my stage right now where it's like...
You're trying to rise and dazzle.
You feel me? But I want to keep him here because at the end of it all, he's my lucky pick. So what's the difference, though? That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. There's no difference in none of this. Like, there's no, who cheats more, who cheats... No, if the person just feels like, right now, you call me at the wrong stage of time...
I feel
it. And then there's some people that just, it no matter who they're with, they're just going to cheat because that's just them. That's the people I feel like just needs to be fucking single.
Dead.
To my dead.
You're talking about killing hoes.
You know, secondhand smoke is the worst.
You'll be all right.
I'll die before you because... Like, come on, man.
What are you talking about?
The fuck?
If you got cancer, you just been had it. Don't blame it on me. No. I told Marissa, same shit. Don't blame it on me, bro.
No, you been had it.
If you got it, you been had that shit.
I guarantee it wasn't
she stop going bald,
my lifestyle.
Shit, you around mama smoking blacks. You been had cancer. No. What are you talking about?
But that's just how I feel. I feel like it's never who cheats more.
I think it is.
I think it's about feelings, bro.
It is a proven fact that 50% of women cheat. It's a proven fact, bro. Look it up, bro. 50% of women cheat on their husbands.
But think about it, bro. What's cheating and finessing? Someone be finessing.
No. Cheating is disrespecting your significant other.
Disrespect how? Because I can
sexually.
Fuck out any type
sexually.
Of disrespect.
Sexually. I don't care if you touched his dick. You cheated, bitch. You cheated.
Yeah, she going on a date with
this
nigga.
Let's define cheating. Let's go there.
Cheating is anything sexually. Anything. Flirting. Anything. That's cheating.
Okay, so you say sexual. What's your definition of cheating?
Cheat fucking. Sex was anything.
Okay.
I'm going to say it ain't just fucking because she can suck the shit out some dick. You going to come on kiss you? Hey, babe.
I feel like
she had to catch me on fucking got me fucked up.
Hey, babe.
I feel like
imagine you got kids.
Sexual, emotional, physical.
That's what I said. It's idiots.
It's just that.
Cheating
I
is,
can sit here and go
cheating
hang
is
out.
Any attraction to anybody else other than
actually no because I can find somebody else physically attractive more than my partner but don't mean I'm cheating.
I mean I guess but we're talking about like an action. Cheating is an action. Cheating is doing something, not thinking.
No,
I can want to fuck the shit out you in my brain, but I'm not doing it. You have any bitches, dude?
Well, okay,
that's
you,
like us looking at a model. Let's say like, you're fuck.
Texting somebody that wants to have sex with you.
That's cheating. Yes.
Why? Because if the conversation is normal.
It don't. It doesn't matter.
Why?
Because you know this person is attracted to you.
So what?
It don't matter. You're entertaining that conversation.
How? By having a normal conversation. We ain't talking about sex.
It don't matter.
We're not, like, it's nothing. It's literally how I talk to anybody else.
But it's not.
How is that cheating?
It's not. If you're talking to somebody that's attracted to you, there is no way in hell y'all are just texting like y'all friends. There's no, I don't know who you talking to, bro.
I'm just asking a question. I'm real. I'm just asking a question.
A nigga would try that shit, bro. Yeah, I have a normal conversation here, man. What if I whip my dick out right now? And you what if you was right here in front of me? What would you do?
It's okay. Like,
them fifth grade words and shit.
What if I look your neck? We can't have them conversation.
All that shit is cheating. Anything with somebody else that's not your partner.
I feel like you're doing the shit that you do with your partner is cheating.
But how not? No, not necessarily.
Yes. If you sitting here texting somebody every morning, good morning.
That's not true.
Or if you sitting here saying, like, let's link but can't nobody know that you're linking.
Oh,
up.
I guess, yeah.
I feel like if you also sitting here sending dick pics,
please. Yeah, sneaking pics, around. Video,
it's not even sneaking around. What if I never met up with you, but I'm just sending pictures?
It doesn't matter. You're cheating.
That's what I'm just saying, like, I feel like anything you do with your partner, maybe that's what I do with my partner. So it's like, if
that's cheating,
I'd be like, you know what? Okay, I sent you a video, and then I start sending. Okay, dude, is it cheating if it's the opposite sex?
What?
For a female.
What do you mean the opposite sex? Like to a dude? So you mean the same sex? You reject.
First of all,
I'm sorry,
not a
bitch.
If you
gonna, you mean the same sex? Yes, that is cheating.
Because I had thought about the other sex, I'm like the male and then the female.
No, that's like, okay. If that ain't cheating,
hey, I'll
look, check me out. Look, if that's not cheating,
no, I asked the question. I didn't say it's not cheating.
No, I'm saying he said it's not.
He said it's against you.
I'm just telling you. Now look,
he been against you.
But look, this is what I tell everybody. It's not cheating if it's the same sex. If you go on my phone and see I'm sending a dick picture to a dude, what are you going to do? Exactly my point. So what's the difference between you doing that to a bitch?
But if you knew she was gay from him.
But what if you tell me you're not? What if you say I'm not? I'm not in that
shit. What if I'm trying to find a bitch so we can have sex with?
Why don't you tell me that? Why are you doing that by
yourself?
Because
what if it's a fucking surprise?
No, not trying to hear it.
No, well, she's
surprised
with
the damn
self. She's
going to
come home
late.
Nope.
It wasn't my fault, big ass dick, right?
Nope. It's just love saying that shit. It's not cheating if it's the same sex. Okay, but if I do it, I'm all types of gay ass bitches, though. But it's okay for you to do it. You're not gay, though. You're cool. You just like bitches. You just like girls, too.
Actually, they don't call you guys gay. They call y'all
bisexual.
You
want to
use the
right
term.
But you're gay. You're gay.
But I'm just asking a question. I feel like some people don't feel like that because their partner goes both ways. So it's like, to them, it's normal.
No.
And I don't to know. Some I'd rather of them, girl eat my girl out here, and a nigga blowing her back out.
I'd rather my girlfriend not do anything.
Jeez.
If you want to do that with another bitch, then you need to tell me and we can agree to that. Then that's something different.
Would you agree to her getting her pussy in, but you're not there?
No. Because that's not us doing nothing together. You're cheating. If I go eat her pussy, am I cheating? No. You see what I'm saying? Bitches want that. They be, ooh, it's not the same. Okay, so if you go fuck this bitch by yourself, it's not cheating. But if I go fuck her, I'm cheating. How that makes sense.
Yeah. If you got some good dick, then yeah.
Nah, fuck that. It don't matter. I mean, bitches won't go. Bitches won't go.
Okay, let's think. Okay, is threesomes cheating?
No, if y'all agree to that, that is not cheating.
Okay, that allowing like, your partner to cheat, though. I feel like me it's personally, not, it's just.
It's not cheating. It's not cheating. Your
how
partner.
How is that not a. If, just because we agree upon it, I feel like that's one partner just be, trying to be okay with the fact that their partner is going to fucking do it without them.
Not
so why not include myself?
No. What if your partner really won't do it without you and they want to do it with you? That's not cheating. Cheating is doing something behind somebody's back that is wrong.
Saying, you know how we just sit here and said some people continue to allow someone. Instead of me allowing you to do it without me and behind my fucking back.
Oh, so you just want to. Oh, okay. But nah, that's not cheating because we still agree to it.
It's a word. It's called.
I feel like that's just giving your partner what the fuck they want. I feel like they give it out. Your partner.
But why are you going to be with somebody if you know they're going to just constantly cheat on you?
No, what the fuck? Went in.
Nah, might as well be single. What the fuck?
I don't know. I feel like threesomes is just a form of allowing your partner to cheat and you're just there.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Because what if y'all bring it up to each other, like, together? What if y'all both agree to, like, let's just fuck somebody else together?
You want to, you're basically saying I want to fucking cheat, but I need to fucking approve.
I mean, it's not, I mean.
Yes, that's exactly what the fuck
it's,
it is.
It's not, though. It's like.
It is.
It's not.
It is. How not? You can't even describe how it's not. You both have decided, you know what? I really life just want to sit here and go ahead and start fucking something else. But instead of me just doing it on my own, we can do it fucking together.
That's not cheating. It's not. Cheating is not an agreement, bro. This is an agreement.
It's called, I feel like it's just to satisfy your fucking partner. It's not. Instead of having them cheat behind your back.
It's not.
You'd rather just include.
Because what if I say no and then you don't go fuck this other person?
You're going to feel like whoever I brought up, y'all still want to fuck. So then
I might still want to fuck them. That don't mean I'm going to.
I don't know that. Because now it's put in my head. Because why the fuck did you pick this bitch or this nigga?
But what if you picked her?
Okay, you're gonna be skeptical when I'm alone with her.
No, I'm not. I'm just gonna be like,
I mean, why not? Because you know, at the end of the day, I want to fuck her. So you're not gonna. Okay, I highly doubt that.
If that's something we can agree to, I'm all for it.
If we don't, say I sit here and pick some bitch that's whoever you don't like her, you're not attracted to her. But at the end of it all, this is somebody I hang around. 3 o'clock in the morning, come stay with this bitch. I've been with this bitch all day. Isn't you're not gonna act like that doesn't circle your mind?
It's going
because
to.
Because I brought it up, so that's gonna still create a problem.
No, it's not. Just because I'm thinking you're doing something, don't mean you are.
I'm not saying it is, but it's still gonna create a problem because now you're gonna think that
it's not gonna create a problem
because I just created the issue by letting you know that I'm sexually attracted to this person.
So what?
Regardless if a male or female, no matter if I hang out with them alone or how long I'm hanging out with them, that's gonna always circle your mind.
So what?
I feel like this is still the form of fucking cheating.
It can cross your mind all day.
But if I'm making my partner feel insecure about the situation, clearly there's something fucking there.
I'm not insecure. I might just not be attracted to the other person.
That's insecure.
That's insecure because I'm not attracted to that
person? No, because the fact that you might think that I'm even sitting here doing something with this person.
That's not insecure. That's just a thought.
No.
That's what?
No.
Come on, bro. That's like right
now. Can you hurry up and close the door?
That's like right now.
It's cold as hell.
That's like if you told me. If you tell me right now, like, I got $100,000 right now, mm-hmm. and then you leave. That's all we'll be thinking about. Like, damn, Pastor got $100,000. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's never the same.
Like it that. Is. It's just you can think about something all day. That don't mean you're gonna act on it. I can think all. I can
what
work.
What was you gonna act on thinking I have $100,000,000?
Robbing you. What if that's going through my head? Like, I can go poke Pastor's ass right now. I can think that in my head, and I'm not gonna do it.
What do you be thinking, bro?
Like, no, this shit. I'll never tell you how much
I'm talking about. I'm just throwing shit out there. I'm not talking about me. I'm just throwing shit out there.
You got my eyes. Man, bro. I'll rob you away.
I'm just throwing shit out there.
Look, I never tell him.
He might rob you away, but I ain't gonna do it.
You just think about shit. You never know.
I be thinking about beating your ass every day, JJ. I ain't gonna lie.
You never know, but you're not gonna do it.
You owe me a fade.
You never know, man. It's just a thought. I might not be insecure. I'm just gonna think like, damn.
I thought it was a crime.
So what was the other question?
Do men cheat more or are women just better at it?
It depends.
No, it don't. Women are great. Why do you think they call y'all cats, bro? Y'all are pussies. Stealth.
This motherfucker said push stealth. No.
That's what?
Women call it finessing. Hoes cheating. If you think about a girl finesse your ass, you think of a cheat. She getting money out this nigga, getting good meals out this nigga, niggas buying her shoes and all type of shit.
Don't care, you're cheating.
She ain't fucking or nothing. She you're just cheating. Getting shit.
Don't care, you're
cheating. So that ain't finessing.
Why you can't get it from me?
Cause you wanna.
Well, I mean, don't drag me along if you gonna go get something from somebody else.
But what if her partner allows this?
That's not the same thing.
Allow this finesse, like behind ain't class.
I mean, then that's fine. If I'm allowing you to finesse, then be my guest. Do your thug dizzle.
That's still cheating?
No. It's an agreement. It's like a contract.
So a disagreement is cheating?
Yes.
So anything you disagree with is cheating?
Basically. Or it's not, or something again. Not being known.
What's right. The question again?
Can you tell over here?
Do men cheat more or are women better at it?
I say women are finessers, but hoes be cheating. Like, they be doing dick for no reason. Like, I don't understand. Like, why is you doing dicks for no reason? You ain't getting shit out of it but some dick.
I think.
I've never seen somebody in a relationship that was a hoe.
I did.
What?
I've seen people.
Yes, the fuck you have. I dated Carolina. Yes, you have.
You knew she's over.
And you still. You just lied for no reason.
But that's not.
You saw it firsthand.
That's not. I never seen her mess around, though.
But you knew she was a hoe.
Okay, but that don't mean she was fucking around because she was with you.
She was.
Okay, look, I ain't see it. So, like, I kept what I said. I've never seen a hoe in a relationship.
Like,
she's hoeing in a relationship.
I guess.
I've never seen that. Yeah, because the most people I know that's been a fucking hoe have been fucking single.
We've been fucking hoe.
Yeah, I guess.
So, she's been single.
What? I seen a bunch of hoes in the relationship.
Me too.
A bitch right now paid by another nigga. I would say names, but I don't know. This podcast is going to get shut down.
Look, I'm going to get shut down.
And, you know, I ain't ducking no but action.
I'm just saying, like, I've just personally never seen this. Most people I know that's hoes. So I feel like y'all just, I feel like niggas are quick to wife a hoe and get mad.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I feel like men cheat more. Because y'all, like I said, y'all cheat for stupid ass.
You feel like men cheat more, or they just
y'all cheat more,
or they just cheat carelessly?
No, y'all cheat more.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, hard to get pussy.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I feel like y'all cheat more.
So it's
I've come across
when you say when you say cheating, are you meaning just fucking, or are we meaning our whole definition? What we say of cheating?
I mean the whole definition.
No, hell no. How many females talk to 30 niggas all day? Boyfriend, right next to
them. How many niggas text you this morning?
Wait, say that again?
How many niggas text you this morning? Good morning.
Nobody.
None.
But, Gary didn't even text me.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
about good morning.
We talking about like other bitches. Like,
this nigga done.
The average bitch.
I had to hit Gary like, damn, you woke and I said, shit, what the fuck is going on?
The average bitch, mm-hmm, legit probably talks to like 5 niggas. No exaggeration.
Yeah, her single stage.
No.
Yeah.
Even in
a but it's always that one person. Every female has their favorite. When you're in this talking stage, you have your favorite.
I mean, yes. That's
when I come back to the point where because we're doing certain things or whatever the case may be, now you feel like I've cheated on you when you find out about somebody else. When in technicality, that's not the situation. You're
it's
just
not even
my
a
favorite.
Word, what you just said.
He said technology. I like technology.
You're just my favorite. I feel like guys take that more to heart, but then we supposed to compete with 5 different fucking bitches for one fucking spot. Boy, fuck
no,
you and them 4 other
that's
bitches.
That's what we gotta do.
We gotta fight for our bitch.
No.
Yes! What?
Females are quick once we start talking to you, we cut everybody else off.
What? You're lying.
I'm dead ass. More.
What?
Once we get that one person that we went on a constant time and basis and shit like that, we be like, damn, maybe it's going somewhere. And we just cut everybody
no,
the fuck off
y'all
like fucking stupid.
Y'all don't cut them off. Y'all might not talk to them as much.
We cut them off.
No, you don't. No.
Okay.
No, you don't.
As soon as he fuck up, or you find a flaw,
anything.
One flaw. Nigga.
But what
dick,
if that one flaw is big as hell?
What if it's not?
But what if it is?
I mean, then that's what anybody.
Then it's time to cut this motherfucker off.
I mean, yes.
Nah, you was your next friend. Like, my next friend. Who my next friend was.
You know what I'm saying? First one, check. Whoop, gone. Next person on the list.
Then you gotta recruit all again because now their feelings is fucking hurt because now they pissed the fuck off.
No, you don't. That's some whole shit.
You gonna text, hey, big head.
That is
what?
Look, that is whole shit.
You thinking about
it? You know what us dudes do? We just be depressed as hell, sad as fuck.
Now we fucking
calling y'all bitches and hoes every day.
Boy, y'all
be
sad.
We be sad as hell.
Y'all saying anything.
This geese cold smoke shit.
Dudes be sad as hell.
Anything.
I'm telling you, bro.
Boy, please.
I'm telling you, man.
No.
And this bitch is geese cold.
Like you just said, you feel like dudes get attached. You feel like we emotionally attach more.
Yeah, I feel like y'all get more. I feel like, one, long as y'all feel like she's not a hoe, y'all will get attached very fucking quickly. That is y'all biggest problem, is if that hoe factor plays into anything. If she's not or anything like that, once y'all have sex and it was good enough to y'all like it and y'all standards, feelings, laid the fuck out.
Hey, well, anybody.
No.
Yes, bro. Yes.
No.
Nah, man, you put a condom on.
What becomes
on,
the
dead.
Problem? Because for women, okay, this is the problem. We fucking, we have this agreement. Okay,
you see
cool.
me talk to one bitch, who the fuck is that?
No.
Yes.
It's not that.
Yes.
It's the fact that now we don't fuck. Now you want to cuddle. Now you want to sit here and do the
y'all
pillow talking.
Wrong.
You're lying.
Now y'all want to do the pillow talking. And y'all already know we do get emotionally attached too. But we only getting emotionally attached to good dick and words.
That's y'all fault.
Good dick and words. Stop fucking talking to us.
No. Look at my actions. Fuck what I'm telling you. Look what I'm doing.
Yeah, but I may not see you all the time. That's your fault. Guess what? We calling each other, we FaceTime and this and that. It's feeling genuine as fuck. Let's go out, let's do this. Okay, cool. All of a sudden, you got a whole... You not know niggas was having whole fucking families? Like, come on now.
Bitches do that, too.
I've never seen a bitch have a whole family. Once one kid don't look like it, and it could be yours, the child just don't look like you. Everybody, the whole town feel like that ain't his baby.
Because it's not.
And I swear to God. But you can have a whole family, and motherfuckers ain't finna say shit. Motherfuckers is not finna say motherfuckers.
It's not my kid.
Fuck them kids.
Yep. That's why we can't have whole families. Niggas are better at this shit. Man, support. Niggas are fucking sitting child support and you don't even know. Like, oh, you bitches weren't found out some motherfucker. He on his deathbed. Child just pop up. You,
pay attention.
You what the fuck?
Child pop up 24.
You feel me? You
pay attention.
That's your fault. You didn't investigate.
I just wanted to tell you. But niggas real life act like this shit was normal. There's no pay attention. Some niggas are very fucking good at this shit.
Some females are too.
I have never seen a female had a whole fucking family. Ever. I'm gonna find that video. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna find that video. Men
are good at cheating because you motherfuckers have hit a whole, not even just one.
I mean,
not one kid.
I guess you said we
had, not one kid. I guess you done had a whole family. When I say about three to motherfucking six kids by this one bitch or other bitches and still take care of them and come home and act like there's shit wrong or you ain't dish or you ain't was just playing fucking soccer with your fucking kid and shit.
I'm finna show you that video.
Niggas are way better.
I'm gonna find that video on Facebook. I'm gonna show you. This dude was engaged to this girl for 5 years.
First of all, that was too long anyway. What bitch, they ain't trying to get married right
now? I'm just saying, but still.
Strike one, look, keep going.
He engaged for 5 years. He ended up meeting this other nigga at the bar. This nigga was with that bitch for 8 years. Mm-hmm. He has 3 kids with her, and the other nigga had 1 kid with her. These niggas don't even know about each other at all. Don't know nothing about each other. Nothing. They're dating in whole relationships.
I highly doubt it.
I'm going to show you the video. I'm going to find it. And dude set him up. Both of the dudes was like, we're just going to set her up and see. We're going to bring her over here and I'm going to come
somebody knew. Somebody knew. Bro. I guarantee that 8-year motherfucker found the fuck out and tried to play it off like, okay, let's just meet. I guarantee because that's the only way that stupid ass shit happened.
Hell nah, bro.
Somebody found
the fuck out. They were
white? Period.
Nope, they was black.
Period.
They was black.
Somebody found the fuck out.
Black, I'm telling you, bro.
I'm telling you.
I'm finna try that shit.
That shit was crazy. I seen that shit.
I'm finna hide a whole family.
That whole
bro.
Video was like 28 minutes.
Let me get pregnant. But we've been having sex in like the last 6 years.
But let's say we are.
Okay, now get pregnant.
I'm not gonna think you're cheating on me ever.
You might not. But once this baby come out looking completely not like you, everybody around is finna be in your ear. So you know what that triggers for niggas?
Nothing.
A lot.
Beat that bitch.
Because even you are looking at this baby.
At first, but that's what anybody. You can look at. I know people that
even
had.
People get
I know
old.
People that had babies and kid don't look nothing like them. You're like, well, I don't know who fucking kid. Until the baby grow up. Motherfucker's 18. Then you're like, whoa, okay, now you look like. Whole life don't look shit like them, bro.
I've never seen a kid that do not. What? Even if it don't look like you. It don't look like nobody in your fucking family. It don't look like your mama.
So what?
It ain't resembling your fucking great grandma.
It might resemble her. It might resemble her. Her genes might be stronger. Look, you can't say that.
I don't
niggas
care about
be like,
genes being stronger. At the end of it all, your kid looks like something. Because even my baby, when she first came out, she didn't look like me or Gary. Who she looked like to me was his fucking daddy. I'm damn.
And what happened? She had to grow up.
But when I'm talking about fresh out the womb. She looked like his
that's
fucking daddy.
She didn't look nothing
but
like
but now
you.
Even a lot. Not even to Gary to me.
That's what I'm saying. So but I'm just imagine saying, you so, got a baby and he see it. All he's seeing is your family. He gonna be like, damn, this don't look like nobody.
Okay, but then guess what? As the baby got older, okay, you looking. I see features of you. I see you. You feel me? Like you're gonna analyze. But once somebody sits here and keep like, first of all, okay, one person said you're gonna be like, man, get the fuck out my face. But when everybody, even strangers, especially fucking strangers,
yes.
come up to you.
I mean, then of course, you're gonna question it. Of course, you're gonna bring it up. You're gonna be like,
and then after so long, you're gonna eventually start to believe this shit. Like, come on now. I don't feel like if you don't believe it or you don't sit here and test it, like
only
nothing.
Way, only way I'm gonna believe
you in denial.
Only way that I'm gonna believe it is if I tell you to get a DNA test and you say no. Then I know it's not mine. Because why are you not getting a DNA test if it's mine?
Because in how I feel, we might have had five kids before him. Why are you trying to DNA this because one? Because now I feel like you're putting favoritism. Because you should DNA test all favorite. These other motherfuckers.
But then let's say we go back and look at them and they all look like me. Now this one don't.
Don't care.
Yeah, I care.
You should have DNA test all these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I ain't had no reason to.
Shit, you still ain't got one.
I do. This don't look like me.
It looks like me.
It don't. That's like we had kids maybe come out white as hell, look like you though. I'm gonna be like, what the fuck? What you gonna say? Oh, that's
my family's light skin.
Fuck out of here. Who? Who?
My mother's light. My grandma's light.
Mama
like,
is
I'm
not
just
light.
The only dark one. My dad's light. Mama's light. Like I don't know we're just family. My uncles are light. I have
mama is not light.
She used to be.
Grandma was not light either.
She used to be. If I show you old pictures, they used to be bright as fuck.
Yeah, the world was different then.
So guess what? It still runs then, though. It don't matter. That's not how they go. Just because you got darker don't mean that's
how they go. So, but lose your fucking niggas up, bro.
Like, let me explain to you. Motherfuckers could look like your great, great, great motherfuckers you ain't never seen.
I mean, yeah. You're right, because so, Janice was white than a motherfucker when we was little.
Man, I was just with her. I told her, you look at dark as shit. She used to be light as hell.
Yeah, she was.
So it's like, you just never know.
I don't know, but it like you said, it'll be little shit that'll throw it off, too.
I feel like men are better at cheating until women are having whole fucking families out here.
Who the fuck hit a whole family?
Niggas all the time.
I think women are better at hiding it. Dudes just do more careless shit.
No, dudes just don't care.
Careless?
No, I'm talking about finding out if the woman is
shit. That's what I'm saying. A woman is going to do everything in the world to hide it. No. Yes, you are.
We might not necessarily do that.
Come on, bro. If you with this nigga for 10 years, you've been cheating on him for the whole 10 years.
I feel like
you're going to do everything in the world to make sure he does not find out you've been cheating all this time.
But let's just say that's just your respect boundary. I don't go through Gary's phone. Gary don't go through my phone. None of that. So it's like, I could just be having a text relationship.
No.
But you would never know because you've never, I don't act like anything's different, no nothing. So it's like, okay, guess what? That's just what it is. But you also have people that go through other people's phones, so they're going to always find... When you're going through your partner's personal stuff, that's when they start being sneaky. That's when they start being, okay, let me be more a little bit uptight about what the fuck it is that I'm
doing. Why would you do that if you're not hiding anything? What are you being more secretive for if you have nothing to hide?
Because some people know at the end of it all.
Because what? There's no excuse.
I feel like you want to go through my phone... All means to you, power to you. Whatever you find is what you found. Whatever you don't find is what you don't.
And that's how I feel. I feel like if you don't have shit to hide, there should be no reason in hell why you wouldn't let me do it. Not that I even wanted to. If I was just to be like, let me go through your phone, and you would be, what am I gonna think? Why I can't go through your phone?
But this is the same way for us.
That's not.
If I sit here and be like, let me go through your phone, you tell me now, I'm like, what the fuck going on? Why I can't? And then I never did this before, but I want to today.
And I'll be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be like, fuck it.
Man, fuck your spirit. For a lot of hate your ass. Motherfucker, you been fucking.
My spirit saying going through
your phone. Who you been fucking?
I feel like if you go through a girl phone and you go through a dude phone, you're going to find way more shit in a female's phone than a dude. Because a woman going to be quick to say, it's nothing, we're just, it's just good.
But what if you found shit about our friends? Like, sometimes that's a month of reason why we don't want to show you shit. We send our friends personal ass shit.
I don't give a fuck. If I'm your boyfriend,
you should
know everything about
me. There ain't shit your friend know that I don't know.
I'm not talking about that our friend. I said we send each other shit. Like so what? There's like sitting here. Some bitches real life will send naked photos to their friends.
I don't give a fuck.
Say that shit. This is like something we might not be wanting you to see,
that
though.
Shit, if I was to see it, me knowing you, I'm going to be like, boy, what the fuck? I don't be dude.
But so what? That's something at the end of it all. We don't feel that's disrespecting their privacy now. Because now you're going through our shit and this is something she sent me out of fucking privacy.
But whole time, if a dude is finna go through your phone, I'm not finna look at your fucking friends. What the fuck
you
am I looking at your
friends? No, I'm just saying, you're going through the pictures.
I'm not even going
through
your pictures. I'm not
like
even going through your pictures.
Like,
I'm going
what
through
the
it,
fuck are you going
I'm
through?
Going through anything I don't recognize.
Which is what? Messages?
Yep. Anything I don't recognize.
Okay.
Motherfucking text.
That's like, if I'm going through your phone and I see passion, I go through Marissa's phone and I see passion. She's, I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. I don't care.
I'm just saying.
She can say I got a little dick in the conversation. I don't give a fuck.
I know.
I'm going through numbers I ain't never seen. I'm seeing names I've never seen. Who the fuck is this? I've never heard of this person. Why are you talking to this person? That's when shit comes.
I personally go through pictures first.
I'm not going through no pictures.
Because I want to just see. I want to see what the fuck we got this.
You're an idiot if you're saving pictures in your photo gallery. You're a fucking retard.
A dumbass.
Okay, that goes to anybody. You're a fucking idiot.
Now, okay, you know what? But also, too, being somebody, okay, I can't necessarily go through phone numbers because of who I'm dating. Do you not know I would see pointless ass conversations of fucking life trying to go through random ass fucking phone numbers? Do you know how long that's gonna fucking take to try to catch a stupid motherfucker?
I do. Yes, I personally. Yes, I do. I know. I had his old phone. I know.
That's like just going through. I really have got to take a day out of going through
3,000 text messages. I'm bro.
Like just stupid shit. You be okay.
But yeah.
I'm just saying, it depends on your partner. If you know for a fact, one, I'm not someone that's talking to everybody.
Right.
So, okay, unknown numbers or unfamiliar numbers, it's suspicious.
That's gonna make
but for me, someone that has to talk to the fucking girl, I need to start trying to narrow some shit down. If I'm trying to sneak and do this shit.
Right.
Oh, no way.
You just gotta pay
attention.
Let me
try to hurry up.
All you gotta see is the last piece of the conversation, that's gonna tell you who you talking
to. Nah, because some of us are sitting here and niggas are slick.
Niggas are slick. I'm telling you from a dude, bro. All you need to do is see the last piece of the conversation.
I don't give a fuck if I found some shit for 2 years ago, you still cheated.
Look.
For me personally, once I see that this is a female talking, me personally, I don't give a fuck if it's like
from 20 years ago.
No, even just recently, in just about weed or whatever the case may be. I'm still gonna keep just scrolling, but I keep seeing. Okay, you know what I'm
saying. Right, it's just that
conversation.
Right, whatever. Of course.
But once I notice it's a male, I'm like, it depends on the male because I feel like people tell shit. So, two, who I feel like you're close with, I'm gonna keep looking too.
Or you want to be nosy and see what the fuck going on?
You feel me? Because I'm finding out shit and they didn't even about you. I be sitting there like, damn, you ain't never.
See, I don't do that.
I'm nosy as fuck.
All I want to see, I just want to see.
Well, I don't went through all my guy friend phones just because I'm fucking nosy.
I just want to see what you're doing.
Because, you feel me? Just fucking because. That's like, it. I don't care. Like, it's just, I feel like, why not?
I just feel like.
I go through bitches and shit.
I'm not going through no pictures.
I go through everybody's phone real
quick. I just want to see what you're doing. And if I just want to see what you're doing and if I can trust you.
Nah, I'm just nosy.
That's it.
I go through all my friends' shit.
If I see anything, it should be 2 weeks. So what the fuck is it? Oh, it was. Oh, okay. Now let me do it, though.
We're not.
Bitches will hide all types of shit, change fucking contact names. Like, y'all are sneaky. We don't do that. We just won't say the number. It'll just be a number. Go to a bitch phone. Best friend, it's a heart. You're like, okay, that's one of the bitches. No. That is one of the niggas. That's one of the guys. You will never know. We will never know.
We're not
looking for all that shit.
Got a whole bitch of a bitch.
If we're not seeing no
dude. Somebody got a whole bitch of a bitch.
That's how bitches be.
You be confused. Who bitches be?
Look through the message. Dick pic. You, whoa. What the fuck is a bitch? You like, whoa.
But what if she sent that to us?
No.
What if one of my friends realized that me and a picture of one?
For why? Why do you dick pic?
What are you gaining out of seeing a dick that I'm fucking? What are you gaining out of that?
Hey.
That's like me sending a picture of one of the bitches' pussy I'm fucking. Look, man. What the fuck is he gaining out of that?
I'm like, damn, you know shit.
No. No.
Encouragement.
No.
No.
Words of encouragement.
Hell no. We're not doing no shit like that.
Do your shit.
Y'all bitches, y'all do some sneaky shit.
Go to the group chat.
Yeah, man.
Go right to the group chat. They will have everything.
Y'all are definitely more sneakier than us. Y'all pay way more attention to detail than we do. So y'all.
That's y'all being careless.
No. That's not us being careless. That's y'all knowing that we're gonna overlook certain shit, so y'all
that's
do
because
that.
You're being careless. I'm if not you're going careless. Through somebody's phone to find something, why are you being careless about what the fuck you're trying
I'm not being
to find?
Careless. I'm not gonna look through everything.
That's being careless.
That's not being lazy. Careless.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's
lazy
not
because females are gonna go through everything.
But nah, that's too much.
That's not because that's just that's like we said, much. Men are careless.
A female's not
we
gonna go through everything.
Fuck. If they never
not all females.
I don't trust nobody in your fucking phone.
I mean,
I'm going through your mama's shit too.
I feel you, but
you might have just linked up with the bitch at the crib, so I'm gonna keep shut the fuck up. So now I need to dump the whole family in on this shit.
I feel you. But I don't know.
About moms, that fuck up my business, bro.
I think women do it. I think y'all do it way better.
No.
Y'all just, because y'all don't know. That's like what I just told you right now. If I see y'all messages, I'm not gonna go through that shit. For a female to hear that and be, oh, I know he's not gonna do this. Oh, okay.
No, I don't push a
pen. I'm finna whoop, change
because
these numbers.
I know how I am, so why would I not sit here and think a motherfucker gonna do the same thing?
But that's you. Everybody don't think like you.
Hey.
Everybody don't think like you. Everybody don't pay attention to shit like you do.
I
don't
do when I go on people's phone.
I feel that, but that's you.
She ain't going through.
You might go through pictures and all that shit, and motherfuckers be like, nope,
even
I'm finna go through
everything else. Even if it's not my dude, I'm just going through shit just because it's there.
Yeah, I know. That's how you broke my phone.
Damn.
I broke some trying to find some shit. He was trying to take it out of my hand. I wasn't ready. I was reading some shit.
For no reason, don't got nothing to do with you. Nothing.
Well, I went through his phone, I go through Tavern's phone. I know Tavern Cole, I just be going through the bitch. I go through the girl's phone. It's just like, why not? We friends. I'm in a relationship, I ain't got no type of action. I want to see what the fuck you got going on.
I feel you.
So I ain't got no idea what you doing.
No, I ain't say that.
minute. Oh, we got 1 minute. Oh, we got 45 seconds.
I just realized I just wanted to see what y'all doing. I want to see which one of my friends you were alive holes out here.
Yeah, Passion broke my shit. Like 4 years ago. No. I tried to grab it. She stopped. Whoa, that bitch flew up, dude. I'm Passion, bro. Damn. I went to pick the shit up.
Crack, was drunk and shit. I'm damn. I went home.
I was so fucking mad. Ain't no reason
for me to be here now.
Oh, we can wrap it up though. What's y'all words of encouragement? We got 15 seconds. Man. Passion.
Just don't cheat. Don't.
There we go. Do not cheat. You will get caught. Look, you will get caught, bro.
You want to cheat? Just fucking be single.
Man, JB, you have words of encouragement. If you have hoes, you can have hoes.
Be single.